We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. And it is Friday. What does that mean, Jalen Anthony Rose? We give the people what they want. That means all voicemail Friday. We want to hear from you. Call 985-80-JALEN. You can leave us a voicemail. We use voicemails almost every day, but especially on Friday, we want you to carry the show. So we're doing all voicemails today. Let's start with the first one.
Fellas, it's Joseph, originally from the 617, did some time in the 404, now live in the 504. I got a question. Who is Reg? I hear everyone shouting out Reg the Ledge. The only Regs I know are Reggie Jackson, Reggie Miller, Reggie Noble, and, you know, back in the days before designer was a thing, Reggie. Who is Reg the Ledge? Also, I got another question for Jalen. I think you have the best hairline in the game. Every time I see it, it's crisp. But I want to know who's in your top five of hairlines. Who do you wake up at night with, oh, man, this dude is on my back. I gotta go get a shape up. I gotta stay fresh because he's coming for the throws. Anyway, keep giving the people what they want. Best of luck, and hopefully y'all put me on the show.
Big shout to Joseph. He asked one of the most important questions in the history of the program, Jalen. Who is Reg? Please tell this man about Reginald the Legend Hooks.
So, first and foremost, Reginald Hooks Jr. represents the Los Angeles area to the fullest, but his dad is a Yankee fan.
Big shout to Reggie's dad.
Big shout to his father who come to our live shows, who support us, who listen to the show. Nobody has listened to more shows than his dad and Adam Silver. Like, those are the two people that listen to our show.
It's hard to beat Adam Silver because he listens twice.
Exactly. And Reg is not only a super producer, but he's an audio expert. And if we're Run DMC, he's Jam Master J. So many times as we were growing the podcast and we could use special effects, when I see E-40 now have a choices video and don't include our show, Reg texts us and says, how can we not be included? We was doing the Nope and the Yep 20 years ago, and he's been on our show more than any other show. That's how invested we are into this. And so for Reg on the board, the Yeps, the Nopes, the Pop the Trunks, the Sounds, the music on Thursdays, all of those things, he was a part of the original fabric of building this program, along with Harlan Endelman, along with William Simmons, the Pod Father, who basically green-lit us, along with Jacoby, Executive Jacoby. And so that's our brother. And you can't get on the show unless you shout out Reg.
Nope. And I want to mention Joe Fuentes and Carlos Sepulveda, some of the people that are with us. We've had dozens and dozens of people that have impacted this show, whether 1% or 99%. We can't name everybody, but we appreciate every single person who has worked alongside us the last 11 years working on this program. And then he asked another great question. Joseph came with it. He said, you've got the goat hairline, but who's chasing your tails? You know what I mean? Like, who's part of the conversation when it comes to best hairlines on the planet? And so tell me none of them are going to look like me.
So I want to acknowledge a couple of cats that are my age. Grant Hill and Chris Webber, my brothers. Mm. I want to acknowledge them first. Because all you young whippersnappers out there that's hitting me up because I touched 10 grays in my hair, let me tell you something. Holla at me when you get 50. And let me see what your hair look like. As a matter of fact, how does your father, your uncle, your brother that's in their mid to late 40s hair look like? So let me shout those two guys out first. Active players, Aaron Donald, playing with a helmet, taking his on and off, keeping his crisp. Devin Booker.
Jason Tatum.
Van Vliet.
Jason Tatum.
Jason Tatum. Those are the ones that stand out initially. You know, anytime we do a list, I'm gonna forget somebody.
Of course.
But I think those are the like five or six people off the top of my head that I want to salute. And by the way, just so y'all know, when y'all see me and y'all like, he still got his hair at 40, so does Ray Jack. So does Jimmy King. Mm-hmm. So does Juwan Howard. The only one of us that's losing their grass is Ray Jackson. Shout to Ray and Jimmy, who were there to represent for the JRLA Classic on Sunday at the MGM, at Top Golf, and also at the golf outing on Monday.
Big shout to Joseph. Appreciate the call. It's Friday, all voicemail, pod exclusive Friday. Let's listen to another voicemail.
What up, Jalen? What up, Jacoby? Shout out Reg, this Bill from Philly. Question for both of you guys. I know you guys talk about time management a lot, and that's something I'm trying to pick up on. So question for y'all. How do you go about scheduling your day? Do y'all wake up in the middle of the morning and sit down with a notebook and schedule out your day or your week or whatever it is, or y'all just going about it day by day? And also reading. I can't tell you how many times I try to start and restart a book and then I forget about it and then back to the same cycle. So Jacoby, how do you schedule your time to read?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope. Because
I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Keep giving the people what y'all want. Appreciate the love.
Thank you so much for the call. I believe his name is Bill from Philly. Time management is something that me and Jalen take very seriously. I know what I'm doing every minute of my day before my feet hit the floor. Like, I know what I'm doing every minute of every day, Monday through Friday, before my feet even hit the floor.
I got you.
And part of that is you asked me about reading. I've been reading a lot of books. I started really reading seriously about 2-3 years ago during the pandemic. One of the reasons I was reading is because every Sunday my phone tells me how much time I spend looking at my phone. And the numbers are embarrassing. Like, it's like, damn, I'm looking at my phone more than I'm looking at my kids. I'm looking at my phone more than I'm looking at anything. So I start carrying a book with me. So one of the ways that I manage my time is I build in me time. I build in long lunches. I build in a little happy hour just for me before I get home. I build in all of the time because it's important that when you are managing your time, that you have open gaps to make yourself happy for self-care. And that's one of the most important things that I do is I schedule, everything is meticulously scheduled, but I also schedule nothing, if that makes sense.
That definitely makes sense. Thank you for the call. We appreciate the love and the continued support of this program for over 10 years. And I just got to tell you guys something that's really important. When you guys turn on the television and you see the guests that we have from different genres, and you see us not wearing blazers, shirts, and ties, and you see the historic immortals that we both hang behind us every day on this show, that more people needed to start to copy during the pandemic because people were working from home. I just want to thank y'all for the support, because like Tupac said in corporate America, it ain't easy. We be fist fighting for every inch of this. And there's a reason why every podcast in sports that's had a pitch meeting has referenced this show. In days like today are very important because we turn the show over to you. Most people who do multimedia, guess what they don't do? Listen to the people. Mm-hmm. That's why we say we give the people what they want. We literally turn the show over to our fans and our supporters, our brothers, our sisters, and people who help build who we are. So that's important. So let's talk about time management.
Let's do it.
First off, your first mistake is time management doesn't start this morning. It starts last night. Your time management starts the night before. And there are things in my schedule that I prioritize. And I call them anchors.
Okay.
When I have an anchor, that means I need to be somewhere that day, that time, regardless of what else is happening in my life. So when JRLA is having a classic on this past Sunday, when I'm doing my schedule for August, those 2 days become anchors, Sunday and Monday. Immovable things in your schedule. They may be something to do with work. It may be an important meeting. It may be something important with your kids. It may be something important with somebody in your family. Things that you must be in Detroit, New York, Atlanta, Chicago, wherever you live, you must be there that day. That's the anchor. The other thing that is every adult's anchor is adults live where they work. So many times people sitting around thinking about where I want to live and where I want to go and da da da. No, you're going to live where you work. That's where you're going to live, where you work. And so your job becomes an anchor. And if you need to be at your job from 9 to 4, from 8 to 5, if it's a night shift or whatever, that's an anchor in your schedule. So now, if you don't work, you don't eat. Jacoby loves his family to death. But guess what? He got work.
Yep.
Jalen loves his family to death. Guess what? I gotta work. And working a lot of times ain't solely about the money. It's about the accomplishment. It's about the ability to show yourself, show those around you that you're willing to grind to put yourself in position to chase your goals and or to help the goals of those happening around you. So you got the anchors, your job, and you got the immovable things that happen in your schedule. So when you have those two, let me tell you what you better create. Me time. Me time. And you do it. You ready for this? I'm about to give you the most game ever.
Yes.
You do it around your anchors. Your wife know you have to work. Your kids know you have anchors. So instead of you telling them it's from 8 to 4, the rest of the world sometimes doesn't understand that we need a chance to decompress as human beings. And the rest of the world sometimes, even though they love you, they don't care about your pressure. They don't care about your anxiety. They don't care that you've been juggling so much. So you know what you have to do? Secure your mass first. And you know how you do that? Around the anchors. So therefore, if your appointment gets done at 4, you tell them, unless you have another anchor right after that, that it doesn't end till 5. That it doesn't end till 5:30. So now you just built in time where you can decompress. Now, what do you want to do with that decompression? Do you want to go to the gym? Do you want to read a book? Do you want to go to happy hour? Do you want to take a nap? Whatever you want to do in that time, you build it in. That's the second thing. The other thing is scheduling out things the night before means you got to go to bed the night before so you can do the last thing I want to talk about, in order to manage your time, you must manage the morning.
Yep.
Successful people manage the morning. You got to be doing more before 9 or 10 a.m. than most people are doing all day.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Got to.
You master the morning?
Mastering the morning is important. I like to get my exercise in the morning. I like to get the blood flowing, get the mind going. I like to go for a jog or do my yoga or whatever and get that done before work. And that decompression between work and home, especially for if you've got a gang of kids like I do, is very important. And I like to go to happy hour and read my book, but sometimes I just go to the river and read my book. Sometimes I jog. Sometimes I get a massage. Sometimes that's steam. You know what I mean? Like that is a very important bridge for your happiness and in time management. We have time for one more very quick voicemail before they kick us out the studio. Friday, voicemail Friday. We always give the people what they want. Call 985-80-JALEN. We'll put you on the show just like this.
What up, though? Jalen and Jacoby. It's Jacob from St. Pete. Got a celebrity basketball question for you. So we always see clips of Adam Sandler playing ball. Jalen, you probably played with a lot of celebrities. So if I give you Adam Sandler, Kevin Hart, 2 Chainz, Justin Bieber, and Snoop, and Jacoby is another celebrity, does Jacoby make the starting lineup with those other 5? Or who's going to be on the bench with those 5? Keep giving the people what they want. Shout out, Reg. Peace. Thanks.
Wow.
Adam Sandler, Kevin Hart, 2 Chainz,
got you.
Snoop.
Got you.
Jacoby.
Easy, easy. Let me tell you something.
Tall man's game. That's all I got to say.
Let me tell y'all something.
Tall man's game.
Let me tell y'all something. You think Snoop Dogg about to be running up and down the court for very long? Let me just ask you that question first. My OG, my brother, David Jacoby, looked down at his phone one day and Snoop called him and said, when y'all gonna have me on the show?
Y'all, never forget it. Never forget it. Left me a voicemail mad.
Snoop Dogg sounds just like Snoop Dogg.
So, we had technical problems with him joining the show. He sat and just waited for 45 minutes
for Jalen to figure it out. And put a couple in the air, too.
Sure
polluted
did.
The air. And we sure loved did. It. But let me just tell you this. Snoop is going to be responsible for the medicinal. Mm-hmm. So, in the commentary, we're going to let Snoop commentate and roll the medicinal. And I'll let the other 5 guys run and rotate. And Jacoby got game. I know
so
he downplays what he does. 2 Chainz got game too. And so Kevin Hart ain't gonna take it serious.
No.
I know he's not gonna take it serious.
Oh, Bieber. Bieber's got some game too, dog. Bieber can skateboard. Bieber can dance. Bieber can play ball. He can play hockey. Big shout out to Bieber.
Kevin Hart, when I was Kangaroo Jalen, and this is why you gotta be able to dish it out and take it. He told me that Kangaroo date Jalen was built like a Dutch woman.
I don't even know what that means, but it's hilarious.
I don't either.
Big shout out to everybody that called in. Appreciate you all for being part of the program. You can call 985-80-JALEN. We'll put you on the show next week. We'll be back on Monday. Why is that, Jalen? Anthony Rose.
And it'll be great for us to take this show to the Duchess. You know what I mean? Let's travel.
The
travel
Duchess.
The world.
If you're Dutch, where are you from, Jalen? The Duchess?
If I'm Dutch, I'm from Sweden.
Nope.
I'm from,
Starts with
where?
A D. I think it's Denmark or the Netherlands.
Oh, so you don't
two.
Even know
I don't
either.
Even know. I don't
Man,
even know either.
Here.
And I'm Dutch.
Get
and I'm
here.
Dutch. I'm gonna go Netherlands. I'm gonna go with Netherlands.
We're not here for our geography.
Yeah,
we're here
no.
for our
and
sports
I'm Dutch
entertainment.
Too. And I'm
content.
Actually Dutch. I don't have an excuse. I'm going Netherlands. Shout out to Amsterdam.
I'm going to Africa at some point. We're not done.
There you go.
We're not done. We are not done.
Got to give the people.